I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In London tomorrow, lawyers representing 142 Iraqis will be heading to the High Court. They're asking for a public inquiry into allegations of systemic torture. The Iraqis were held and interrogated by British forces between 2003 and 2008. Despite widespread allegations of abuse, no officer has been convicted. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Ali Zaki Musa was arrested at his home in Basra 4 years ago, bundled into a tank, and then taken to a British base at the airport.
When we got to Basra International Airport, they pulled me out of the tank and forced me to kneel down with my head down and my hands tied behind my back. It was incredibly painful. The more I screamed, the more they kicked me. The time must have been about 3:30, 4 in the morning, when the soldiers started to beat the detainees in Basra Airport one after the other, and I was one of them.
Musa says he endured months of beatings before being released a year later. He says no one has ever explained to him why he was held. Tomorrow, lawyer Phil Shiner will argue that Musa's case, along with 141 others, proved the need for an independent public inquiry. Shiner says the allegations suggest there was widespread abuse that may sound familiar to Americans.
We've got 142 cases, thousands of allegations, every facility that we know about that the British were using from the very first day of the war all the way into 2009. The comparison that can be made with what we know about what the US were doing at Guantanamo Bay or Abu Ghraib leads me to ask the question, were we learning from them or were they learning from us?
The Ministry of Defense says there's no need for an inquiry because it investigates all claims of torture. But top military prosecutor Bruce Holder says it's difficult to build a case so long after the fact.
I mean, goodness knows, I would like to prosecute a case where there is evidence of a serious wrongdoing. Anyone who thinks that the services are not interested in prosecuting those who, for example, commit abuses against prisoners is wide of the mark.
But Shiner says the military shouldn't investigate itself when it comes to accusations of systemic problems. Instead, he says there's a need for a broader examination of army practices.
What we need is a single inquiry to get it over with. We need to fully explore why people were complaining of sensory deprivation, food and water deprivation, stress techniques, prolonged solitary confinement, sleep deprivation.
It will be up to the court to decide whether an inquiry is needed, but one former American officer believes it isn't just a case of a few rogue soldiers using what he labels enhanced interrogation techniques. Matthew Alexander, not his real name, used to be an interrogator for the U.S. military. He conducted 300 interrogations and supervised another 1,000 in Iraq in 2006.
I saw some instances where soldiers and interrogators did use abusive techniques. In one case, I had to restrain a soldier from choking a prisoner. And what I also saw is that I was there in 2006 after the passage of the Detainee Treatment Act, which outlawed enhanced interrogation techniques, and yet some interrogators continued to either use them or to modify them to skirt around the rules.
Alexander says he never used abusive techniques and doesn't condone them, but he thinks military and political leaders are to blame for creating a system that allowed torture to happen.
I think we've seen throughout the war in Afghanistan and Iraq and what's happened at Guantanamo Bay that there certainly have been a leadership role in the systematic use of torture and abuse. We know of some examples where senior leaders refused to use enhanced interrogation techniques because they considered them unlawful, but not many cases.
The government will argue against an inquiry in court tomorrow, saying it should be given the time to investigate allegations first. But that will take at least 2 years, far too long for the men who say they want to know why they were beaten and tortured by British troops. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.